A few years ago, a small press published a novel about a Puerto Rican lesbian from New York who leaves her family for a summer of self-discovery. Juliet Takes a Breath is so popular that this month it is being re-released by a major publisher. St. Louis Public Radio's Kay Petrin spoke with author Gabby Rivera about her work and how it felt when her debut novel received such a strong reaction.
I was pleasantly, happily surprised, but not shocked. Like, I was just glad that the story of Juliet Milagros Palante, like a 19-year-old baby dyke from the Bronx, right, was resonating with so many folks. And not just like a story that lived in my computer that only made sense to me. You know what I mean? I was really pleased and just, you know, profoundly happy that folks were connecting to her.
And so who all did you want to reach with this book?
My number one, like, focus and anyone that I'm writing to is definitely like a queer kid of color, right? Like, that is the main vibe for me, right? Like, Julia is Puerto Rican and from the Bronx, but I just imagine like a whole bunch of queer kids of color trying to figure themselves out and reading all sorts of books. Everything that I've put into Julia is like for those kids, you know, for our kids.
With the sort of broader republication that it's getting right now, do you see a different potential audience as well?
The republication of this book means that it gets to like go into so many hands, right? And I also want to, like, imagine a world where there are so many allies, right? Where you have, like, your straight cousin walking by this book in the bookstore and being like, wow, that's for my prima. I know she's having a tough time. Or, like, you know, white lady teacher in the Midwest sees this book and is like, ooh, I know, like, two students that this would be perfect for. And again, that same audience, that same group that I love and I care for, the queer kids of color, are, like, the central people. You know what I mean?
How does the book pull from your own experiences?
Juliet Takes a Breath is hilariously autobiographical. It follows Juliet, chubby, nerdy, brown, like Puerto Rican kid, like trying to figure out her sexuality and what does it mean to be a woman? What does it mean to be a woman in the body that she has, right? Like, she's still kind of like worried about what her family, what her mom's going to think. She's anxious, right? All of these things that I very much am. And also, Juliet comes out to her family and she's gutted by the fact that her mom is heartbroken and she carries that with her, right? So it's not like this novel that forgets the family and, like, you know, and like makes it seem that like if you just leave, everything will be okay. It's like, no, like she cares about her family and her mom and they care about her. Me and my mom, we had that, a similar situation where like, are we ever going to find each other again? Is it ever going to feel like it did before I came out? So, yeah, there are some big moments in this book that are definitely based on my personal experience.
With the new republication of the book, Juliet Takes a Breath is also being translated into Spanish. Why is that important?
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited that Juliet Takes a Breath is going to be published in Spanish. A woman came up to me and she's like, I'm part of a group called Somos Familia. So we are family. And her group helps Latino, Latinx parents come to understand, like, having LGBTQ kids. And I just, man, my heart, like, exploded because I was like, yo, this book is coming out in Spanish. And we just looked at each other and we were like, this is going to be a bridge, right? Like, this book is going to help be part of the bridge that connects Latino parents and Latino kids together, right? If the language is Spanish, and there's not enough ways to talk about being LGBTQ in Spanish, or maybe kids don't know it, maybe parents don't know it, here is a story. There is nothing better than a story to, like, help people find each other.
That's author Gabby Rivera speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Kay Petrin. Rivera is speaking today at Left Bank Books in St. Louis.